Good afternoon, everyone. This is All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with Coach Ryan Salcido of the Caveman Wrestling Team. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Trey. How
are
you doing?
Good. Thank you. Now, I wanted to ask you quite a few questions about wrestling because you guys have been really successful so far. And I really wanted to know, what are your team goals for the end of the year, state?
Team goals, you know, ultimately is obviously a team state championship. But from a coach's perspective, I really just want to see, you know, the progression and see if how each wrestler is growing from year to year. So ultimately, my success as a coach is just to see, you know, my kids progressing and getting better. And then, you know, as a team, we want to shoot for the gold. So definitely a state championship or make a decent run for it, you know, like we've done in the past. So the past we finished the back five, six, seven. This year we want to crack the top five.
Absolutely. What has your team achieved so far, not only just from your coaching, but also in the tournaments themselves?
You know, it's been a while since Crosby's even brought a team trophy home from any tournament. We've been fortunate enough to have a couple of guys always go the distance and bring some individual stuff home. But being able to go to Albuquerque this year at West Mesa in the third week of December, bringing home that team title was a big deal for my program and the kids' confidence. Simply because there's really good teams in Albuquerque, and that's kind of where wrestling is based in the South. I mean, up North, and being able to be from the South and take that stuff up there and go take that away is a really nice thing. We placed sixth at the Las Cruces Invite. There's 33 teams there, you know, from all the surrounding states. So we've been competitive. We headed up to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and got into a tournament called Inola at Inola High School. The guys didn't really know what was going on or where we were. It was new territory for them, and they stepped up to the plate and brought home another team title with that tournament. So, you know, we've been competitive all year, and it's just really nice to be able to bring some hardware home and display it, and, you know, the kids get to see, you know, what they've accomplished so far as a team.
Who has posed the biggest threat this year for your state championship?
You know, it's going to come down to the wire. We've got about five teams on a level playing field. There's no really dominant team this year, you know, but it's not going to stray far from, you know, Piedra Vista High School, Cleveland High School, Volcano Vista, Rio Rancho, you know, and you got some good kids from Manzano and La Cueva, stuff like that. You know, it's really a level playing field, but, you know, in all actuality, those are kind of the teams that have a full squad and have been doing really well this season.
You guys have a really, really good chance of winning state. I mean, you guys have the tools to make it. You guys have a bunch of number one ranked individuals. Who are those number one ranked?
We have Justin Wood. He's 28-0. This year he's a wow. Freshman. He's a returning state placer, state runner up last year. He's only been taken down probably four times this whole entire year. Fabian Padilla, he's either one or two in his weight class. As far as rankings go, you know, he's only lost a couple of times, and those are to one kid he avenged his loss on and another kid from out of state. You know, Mason Box is a huge threat as well. He's either two or three or one, you know, depending on where the cards fall. Mario Carrasco, either one or two. You know, he's got a tough competitor from Rio Rancho that he's been working on to beat that he lost to earlier in the year. And Mateo Messer, he's either one or two. He took a big loss, but it was, you know, something we've improved on at the Joe Vivian. He was ranked number one until he lost to the kid from La Cueva, but you know, I'm pretty sure we've got that figured out. But as far as the number ones and twos, that's kind of what we're looking at right now from Carlsbad.
How important are those guys that aren't ranked number one?
They're critical. You know, most teams' successes at the state tournament come off of those not number ones. Typically, if a kid wins a couple of matches and gets knocked back to the consolation side, which is considered the loser side of the bracket, they've got a nice few hurdles they've got to get over to stay competing in the tournament. So those guys really add depth and contribute to the team points and the success at the state tournament.
I wanted to ask you, does the experience and history of being a caveman make you love coaching in Carlsbad more?
Absolutely. The caveman wrestling tradition is rich and it's always been upheld. You know, since the conception in 1963, you know, knowing that Porky Leyva, Mr. P.R. Leyva, was the first head coach of wrestling and actually took that step to develop that program, you know, and then having Mike Enright come in, another past coach, with some success and start creating the state champions and state placers, George Frederick, Don Owen, James Johns, you know, all these guys that have contributed to the program, all the successes in our room. It's just a super rich tradition program, and it's just, you know, it's pretty nice to know that you're a small part of what other great coaches and wrestlers have done in the past. You know, just to be a small part of that has been a blessing.
What are some of the things you do in the wrestling room to ensure that your players are more disciplined than anyone else?
You know, we do a lot of body language. You know, my guys can be dead tired, but we do that. You know, we're real mentally tough as far as, you know, not showing our fatigue or showing our weaknesses. You know, instilling the no hat rule in the wrestling room. You know, I've always preached to the guys that this isn't our wrestling room. This isn't my wrestling room. You know, and I point to the walls where we have pictures of the past caveman wrestlers and say, you know, this is their wrestling room and, you know, we're renting it out and we're using it to do what they did in here. You know, there's a no cussing rule in my program. If there's a cussing, then we have a good 50 flight of stairs with a 45 pound plate on their back. That'll take care of that. You know, I'm real big on the small things. You know, if you can't do the small things right, then you'll never find success at the end. So those are just a few of the things that some of the traditions that were actually in the program when I was there that needed to be brought back.
So you try to kind of discipline them in the wrestling room to make sure that they're better people in real life rather than just on the mat, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be one major positive thing that they'll get out of this program, whether they become great wrestlers or not. They will become better people. And that's something that I stress to my team a lot. You know, a lot of yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, you know, and they should be very respectful in their classrooms and, you know, take care of business. That's really what we strive for, is for them to be better people.
Do you guys have a team motto that you guys set throughout the year?
We actually adopted a new motto last year, so we've had it for about 2 years. It's real straight to the point. The lengthy version of it is be the hammer, not the nail, more so be the hammer. That's how we break it out. That's how we in practice. It's plain and simple. When you step out on the mat, you know, be the hammer, find a way to be the guy that gets it done and not be the guy that receives.
You guys enforce mental strength. You guys enforce physical strength. And part of being both of those is how you eat, right? So do you guys enforce a nutritional plan, or do you guys have anything that, you know, kind of guides them in the right direction?
Yeah, in a way. Unfortunately, we don't have like any type of nutritionist within the schools or someone to actually coach us on nutrition. But we do have pretty strict rules with the NMA on weight certifications, which keeps kids healthy. Which we haven't had a problem with that since I've been here. Most all our kids are really smart about what they do and take care of business beforehand. So there's no drastic cuts or anything like that. You know, my whole philosophy is focus on wrestling, not cutting. You know, you're here to wrestle, not cut. So if you take care of business, you should be able to wrestle at any weight class and take care of it. You know, you shouldn't have to cut down or whatever. As long as you take care of yourself, you should be able to go anywhere. Typically, you know, we're on the road for a long stretch of time. We, you know, we don't get to leave during a tournament, but, you know, we do provide a lot of almond butter, breads, you know, lots of nutritional health bars, snacks, things like that, you know, sandwiches, lots of cold cuts and things like that, tons of water. Just try to keep these guys hydrated and staying on the right track. We definitely stay away from the burger joints and stuff like that. We provide salad, fruits, vegetables. There's usually a cooler in the stands full of that stuff. I mean, that's the least we can do. Once the coaches are on the floor, we're on the floor, you know, where it's a business day. We don't have much time to check on the guys as far as, you know, what they're eating. We do provide them food, you know, for the day, but it's up to them what they put in their bodies. But we try to stay away from, if I see candy or something, it's mine, you know, and we do away with that stuff. If any small edge we can get, we want to try to do right.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we go? Maybe an upcoming match or different shout outs to some of your wrestlers, things like that?
Yeah, you know, we got the state qualifier coming up. Top four kids in each weight class qualify for the state tournament. That's the 11th here in Las Cruces. We travel to Las Cruces the following weekend. The 17th and the 18th is the state tournament. So I just want to give a big thank you to the school administration, you know, for sticking by us and helping us be successful. The athletic director, James Johns, and his staff, you know, just to get trips planned. You know, I'm sure we're a nightmare because we're always on the road and we've got to travel everywhere to get things done. And, you know, the athletic department's just super accommodating and they're always there for us. Definitely want to shout out to my team, you know, for being the hammer this year. You know, they're really taking care of business. It's been nice to see the success kind of come out. And, you know, the core of the team is so young. It's just going to be really nice for the future to come. Definitely want to give a shout out to my wife, tell her that I love her. You know, thank you for holding down the fort while dad's been away on the road with the wrestling team, trying to get these kids to, you know, reach their potential. So other than that, you know, that's pretty much it.
Thank you, coach, and good luck on the season.
Thank you very much.